بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. فلما جاء سليمان قال أتمدونني بمال فما آتاني الله خير مما آتاكم بل أنتم بهديتكم تفرحون.
Verse number 36. So when her messenger and his helpers, who were with him, came carrying the present to Sulaiman, he criticized them for sending the present, saying, "Are you providing me with wealth to turn me away from you? The prophethood, kingdom, and wealth Allah has given me is better than what He has given you. In fact, it is you who are rejoicing on the short-term riches of the world you have been given."
ارجع إليهم فلنأتينهم بجنود لا قبل لهم بها ولنخرجنهم منها أذلة وهم صاغرون.
Verse number 37. Sulaiman, peace be upon him, said to her messenger, "Return to them with the present you brought, for we will come to her and her people with armies. They will not have the power to face, and we will remove them from Saba disgracefully after the honor they were in, if they do not come to me obediently."
قال يا أيها الملأ أيكم يأتيني بعرشها قبل أن يأتوني مسلمين.
Verse number 38. Sulaiman, peace be upon him, said, addressing the prominent people of his kingdom, "O eminent ones, which one of you will bring me her royal throne before they come to me obediently?"
قال عفريت من الجن أنا آتيك به قبل أن تقوم من مقامك وإني عليه لقوي أمين.
Verse number 39. A rebellious jinn replied, saying, "I shall bring her throne to you before you stand from the gathering you're in. I'm strong enough to carry it and can be trusted on what it contains, so I will not take anything of it."
قال الذي عنده علم من الكتاب أنا آتيك به قبل أن يرتد إليك طرفك فلما رآه مستقرا عنده قال هذا من فضل ربي ليبلوني أأشكر أم أكفر ومن شكر فإنما يشكر لنفسه ومن كفر فإن ربي غني كريم.
Verse number 40. A pious, knowledgeable man in the presence of Sulaiman, who had knowledge of the scripture, part of which was the greatest name of Allah, which Allah accepts prayers when supplicated through, said, "I shall bring her throne to you before your glance returns to you by praying to Allah to bring it." So he prayed, and Allah answered his prayer. When Sulaiman saw her throne placed before him, he said, "This is from the grace of my Lord, to test me whether I'm grateful for his favors or ungrateful. Whoever is grateful to Allah, the benefit of his gratefulness will only return to him, because Allah is self-sufficient, in no need of anything, is not benefited or harmed by the gratefulness of his servants. And whoever rejects the favors of Allah and does not thank him for them, my Lord is self-sufficient, in no need of being shown gratitude, and generous. Part of his generosity is granting those who deny them.
قال نكروا لها عرشها ننظر أتهتدي أم تكون من الذين لا يهتدون.
Verse number 41. Sulaiman, peace be upon him, said, change her royal throne from its original form, we shall see. Is she guided to recognizing it is her throne? Or will she be from those who are not guided to recognizing their own things?
فَلَمَّا جَاءَتْ قِيلَ أَهَكَذَا عَرْشُكِ قَالَتْ كَأَنَّهُ هُوَ وَأُوتِينَا الْعِلْمَ مِنْ قَبْلِهَا وَكُنَّا مُسْلِمِينَ.
Verse number 42. So when the queen of Saba came to Sulaiman, it was said to her to test her, is this how your throne is? She answered according to the question, it is as though it was that. Allah has granted us knowledge before her, and we were submitting to Allah's order and obeying him.
وصدها ما كانت تعبد من دون الله إنها كانت من قوم كافرين.
Verse number 43. And she was turned away from the oneness of Allah by what she used to worship besides Allah, in following her people and blindly imitating them. She was amongst the people who disbelieve in Allah, so she was a disbeliever like them.
قيل لها ادخل الصرح فلما رأته حسبته لجة وكشفت عن ساقيها قال إنه صرح ممرد من قوارير. قالت رب إني ظلمت نفسي وأسلمت مع سليمان لله رب العالمين.
Verse number 44. It was said to her, enter the palace, which was like a plain surface. When she entered it, she thought it was water and uncovered her shins to enter it. Sulaiman, peace be upon him, said, it is a palace which has been made smooth with glass. He called her to Islam, so she accepted what he called her towards, saying, O Lord, I wronged myself by worshipping others besides you, and I have submitted with Sulaiman to Allah, Lord of all created things. Beneficial points. 1. The honor of faith protects a believer from being affected by the short-term riches of this world. 2. Being happy with materialistic things and inclining towards them is a quality of the disbelievers. 3. Supernatural acts are miracles for the pious and deception for the transgressors. 4. A believer has an awakened realization of Allah's favors. 5. Testing the intelligence of the opponent is so that he can be dealt with appropriately. 6. Showing one's superiority over the opponent is to affect him.
وَلَقَدْ أَرْسَلْنَا إِلَى ثَمُودَ أَخَاهُمْ صَالِحًا أَنِ اعْبُدُوا اللَّهَ فَإِذَا هُمْ فَرِيقَانِ يَخْتَصِمُونَ.
Verse number 45. And I sent to Thamud, their brother in lineage Saleh, peace be upon him, saying, worship Allah alone. But they became two groups after his calling them, a believing group and the other disbelieving, arguing over who is on the truth.
قال يا قوم لم تستعجلون بالسيئة قبل الحسنة لولا تستغفرون الله لعلكم ترحمون.
Verse number 46. Saleh, peace be upon him, said, why do you seek to hasten the punishment instead of seeking Allah's mercy? Why do you not seek forgiveness from Allah for your sins in the hope that He will forgive you?
قالوا اطيرنا بك وبمن معك قال طائركم عند الله بل أنتم قوم تفتنون.
Verse number 47. His people said to him, in stubbornness from the truth, I consider you and the believers with you a bad omen. Saleh, peace be upon him, said, the birds that you drive away, due to the difficulties that which has afflicted you from what you dislike, and you attribute as a bad omen, is actually decreed from Allah, and he has knowledge of that.
وكان في المدينة تسعة رهط يفسدون في الأرض ولا يصلحون.
Verse number 48. And in the city of Hijr, there were 9 men who would cause corruption on earth through disbelief and sins, and they would not reform in it through faith and good actions.
قالوا تقاسموا بالله لنبيتنه وأهله ثم لنقولن لوليه ما شهدنا مهلك أهله ثم لنقولن لوليه ما شهدنا مهلك أهله وإنا لصادقون.
Verse number 49. They said to one another, each one of you should swear by Allah that we will go to him and the believers with him at night, then we will kill them, and then say to the one responsible for avenging his blood, we were not present at the murder of Saleh or the murder of his followers, and we are truthful in what we have said.
وَمَكَرُوا مَكْرًا وَمَكَرْنَا مَكْرًا وَهُمْ لَا يَشْعُرُونَ.
Verse number 50. And they secretly made a plan to destroy Saleh and his followers amongst the believers, and I also made a plan to help him, save him from their plan, and to destroy the disbelievers from his people, whilst they did not know that.
فانظر كيف كان عاقبة مكرهم أنا دمرناهم وقومهم أجمعين.
Verse number 51. So contemplate, O Messenger, what was the outcome and end of their planning and scheming? Did they achieve what they were intending? No. In fact, I totally uprooted them with a punishment from myself, so they were all destroyed.
فَتِلْكَ بُيُوتُهُمْ خَاوِيَةً بِمَا ظَلَمُوا إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ لَآيَةً لِقَوْمٍ يَعْلَمُونَ.
Verse number 52. So those are their homes, whose walls have fallen on their roofs, and they have remained empty of inhabitants, due to their wrongdoing. And the punishment which has afflicted them, due to their wrongdoing, is a lesson for people who believe, so they are the ones who take lessons from the signs.
وَأَنْجَيْنَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَكَانُوا يَتَّقُونَ.
Verse number 53. And I saved those who believed from the people of Saleh, peace be upon him, and they used to be mindful of Allah by carrying out his orders and refraining from his prohibitions.
وَلُوطًا إِذْ قَالَ لِقَوْمِهِ أَتَأْتُونَ الْفَاحِشَةَ وَأَنْتُمْ تُبْصِرُونَ.
Verse number 54. O Messenger, remember Lut when he said to his people, reprimanding them and criticizing them, do you come to the indecent act, which is sodomy in your meetings, openly watching one another?
أَإِنَّكُمْ لَتَأْتُونَ يسبقون الرجال شهوة من دون النساء بل أنتم قوم تجهلون.
Verse number 55. Do you come to men lustfully, leaving the women, not intending chastity or children, but only to fulfill animalistic lust? But rather, you are a people ignorant of what is necessary upon you, namely faith, purity, and staying far from sins. Beneficial points. 1. Seeking forgiveness from sins is a means of Allah's mercy. 2. Taking bad omen from people and things is not from the qualities of the believers. 3. The outcome of uniting upon evil and scheming against the people of truth is bad. 4. Oppression is a cause of punishment descending on earth. 5. Faith and piety are the means to salvation from Allah's punishment. 6. Openly committing evil is worse than doing it secretly. 7. To condemn the people of vice and transgression is necessary.